This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Maisus, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Hamavir, Te'enim, Bachatzeroi, Luktsois, Bonov, Ubenei Besoi, Oichlin, Upeturin. Now, bringing in produce into a courtyard obligates it in tithes only if it has already been fully processed. So the Mishnah says if a person carries figs through his yard to the place where he intends to spread them out to dry, his children and wife may still eat from them without tithing. Since he intends to dry them, they are not considered fully processed. Still, the owner himself may not eat them by rabbinic law, midrabanan, since he might change his mind and decide not to dry them, in which case they are considered fully processed. Hapoyalim she'imai bizman she'im lohem olav mizaynais oichlin upeturim. His workers may also eat without tithing if he gives them the figs as a gift. Aval im yesh lohem olav mizaynais hari elu lo yochelu. But if it is part of their work contract, then it is like a sale, and they may not eat without tithing. And this refers to workers who are not entitled by Torah law to eat. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Hamaitzi Payalov Lasodeh, Bezman She'in Lohem Olav Mezaynos, Oichlin Upeturin. If a person brings workers to the field for a task for which the Torah does not entitle them to eat, if he does not owe them food as part of their contract, then what he gives them is a gift, and they may eat small amounts without tithing. Ve'im yesh lohem olav mezaynos, oichlin achas min hateino, avalo min hasal, velo min hakupa, velo min hamukseh. If he owes it to them as part of their contract, then they may pick and eat just one fig at a time, but they may not eat from the baskets, nor the boxes, nor the area where the figs are spread out to dry without first tithing what they eat. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hasoicher es hapoyel laseis bazeisim, Omar lo yal menas le'echol zeisim, oichel echad echad upater. If he hires workers to work the soil around the olive trees, and he stipulated in their contract that they may eat the olives, it is like a sale, and they may pick and eat just one olive at a time. V'im tzireif chayuv. If they gathered olives together, they must tithe before eating. L'nakesh ba'betzolim, omar lo yamenas le'echol yerek, mekartim ola ola va'oichel. If he hires workers to uproot weeds among the onions, and he stipulated in their contract that they may eat the vegetables, they may break off and eat one leaf at a time. V'im tzireif chayuv. If they gathered leaves together, they must tithe before eating. Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Motzo ketzios baderech, afilu bitzad sode. If dried figs are found on the road, even next to someone's field, v'chein te'eno shihinoito al haderech, or a fig tree overhangs the road, umotzo tachteho te'enim, and there are fresh figs that are found beneath it, mutarois mishum gazol upeturois min hamaisrois. It is not called stealing if he takes them, since they are considered hefker, and they are exempt from tithes for the same reason. Ubazesim ubacharuvim chayovim. Olives and caribs are not considered hefker, since they do not get ruined when they fall. They may not be taken, and they are obligated in tithes. Matza groigrois im dorsu roiv b'nei adam chayav. If he finds dried figs after most people have already pressed their figs into barrels, he must tithe them before eating, since he must assume that these have also been pressed and therefore may no longer be eaten even in small amount without tithing. V'im lav pater. Otherwise, they are exempt. Matza pilche tevela. If he finds slices of fig cake, chayav, he must tithe them before eating. Sheyadua shehein midaver gomer. Since they obviously have been processed. Ve'hecharuvin achelo kinasan l'rosh ha-gog. Caribs that have been spread on the roof to dry, but have not yet been gathered in a pile, which is their final stage of processing. Mayrid mehem labhema potter. May be taken down and fed to an animal without tithing. Mipnei shu machzer es ha-moyser. Even if he brings down a lot of caribs, they are still permitted because he will return to the roof whatever the animals do not finish. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Maisus Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Ezuhi Chotzer Shi Chayevis B'Maisres. What kinds of courtyards obligate produce in tithes? Mishmol Aymer Chotzer Hatzayres Shehakelim Nishmarim B'Toycho. Rabbi Shmuel said, only a guarded courtyard, like the kind common in the place called Tzur. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kol she'echod peseach ve'echod noyel pitura. Rabbi Akiva said that if one resident of the courtyard opens the gate and then another comes and closes it, or vice versa, it is not considered guarded, and the produce that enters is exempt. Rav Nechemya Omer, Kol she'ein adam boish mele'echo b'toichoy chayeves. Rav Nechemya said that if a person does not feel embarrassed to eat there, it requires tithing. Rav Yaisi Omer, Kol she'nichnas lo ve'in Omer loy ma'ata mevakesh pitura. Rav Yaisi said that if a stranger can enter and no one asks, what is he doing there, it is exempt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtechatzeirois zu lifnim mizu, hapenimis chayeves v'hachitzayna petura. Rabbi Yehuda said that if there are two courtyards, each one shared by a different group of neighbors, and they must pass through the outer courtyard to reach the inner courtyard, the outer courtyard is exempt, but the inner courtyard is obligated since it is more private. That is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Maisus Perek Gimel Mishnah Vov. Hagagos Peturin Afal Pi Shehem Shel Chotzer HaChayeves. If a person brings produce up to a roof, even if it passes through a courtyard that obligates in tithe, it is still exempt since he did not bring it through the courtyard with intent to bring it into the house. Beit Shar, a guardhouse at the entrance of a courtyard. Aksadra, a covered porch. Umar Peset, and a balcony through which people enter the second story of a building. Hari Elu Kachotzer, have the status of a courtyard. Im Chayeves Chayovin. V'im Pitura Piturim. They would obligate in tithes in the same way that a courtyard does. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Maisres, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Hatzrifin, slant roof huts. V'haborganin, watch huts used to guard produce in the field. V'hoel kotiyos, summer huts whose walls are made of reeds for shade. Piturin do not obligate produce in tithes. Sukas ginoiser, ginoiser huts, afal pi sheyesh ba rechayim v'tarnegoylim, even though people keep their millstones and their chickens there, Petura do not obligate produce and tithes. Sukkas HaYetzrim, in the double huts used by potters, HaPenimis Chayeves VaHachitzayna Petura. The inner room where they live obligates in tithes, but the outer room where they work does not. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol She'eino Diras HaChamo VaDiras HaGeshamim Petura. Rabbi Yossi said that any house that is not used in both summer and winter does not obligate in tithes. Sukkas HaChog B'chog, a sukkah during the holiday of Sukkos. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayov, Rabbi Yehuda obligates in tithes. V'chachomim Paitrin, the Chachomim said it does not. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Maisus, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Te'ena Shiomedes B'chotzer, Oichel Achatz Achatz U'Potter. If a person has a fig tree growing in his courtyard, he may pick and eat the figs one by one without tithing. Vim tzirif chayu. Once he gathers two together, they must be tithed. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, achas b'yaminoi, v'achas b'smoiloi, v'achas b'piv. Rabbi Shimon said that he may have one fig in his right hand, a second in his left hand, and a third in his mouth without tithing. Allah l'roisho memalei chekai v'oichel. If he climbs to the top of the tree, he may fill the folds of his clothing with figs and eat there without tithing. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Maisers, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Gefen shehi netuya b'chotzer. If a person has a grapevine growing in his courtyard, noitil es kol ho'eshkol, he may pick an entire cluster and eat it without tithing. V'chein berimain, the same is true of an entire pomegranate. V'chein ba'avtiach, as well as a melon. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, this is according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Omer, according to Rabbi Akiva, megarger be'eskalos. He may pick only one grape, upirate berimain, or pomegranate seed, v'sofeth bo'avtiach, or cut off one slice of melon at a time. Kusbar shehizerua b'chotzer, if he has coriander growing in his courtyard, mekartem olo ole v'oichel. He may pick off one leaf at a time and eat it without tithing. V'imtzirif chayiv, if he gathers two leaves together, he must tithe. Hasia, wild rosemary, v'ho'ezov, hyssop, v'hakornis shebechotzer, wild cabbage, normally grow wild and are exempt from tithes. Imhaya nishmarim chayovin. However, if they grow in a person's courtyard and he guards them for himself, they are obligated. And that's the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Maisers, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Te'eno shehi omedes b'chotzer, v'noita lagina, oichel kedarka yupater. A courtyard obligates produce and tithes. A garden does not. If a fig tree grows in a courtyard, but its branch stretches into a garden, he may pick from it and eat in that garden without tithing. Oimedes bagino v'noita lechotzer, oichel achas achas poter. If it grows in a garden, but its branch stretches into a courtyard, he may pick and eat there only one by one. V'imtzirif chayov. If he gathers two together, he must tithe. Oimedes ba'oretz v'noita l'chutz la'oretz, b'chutz la'oretz v'noita la'oretz, ha'koil ho'lech achar ho'iker. If a tree grows in Eretz Yisrael and its branches stretches out of Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa, its location is decided based on its trunk, making it obligated in tithes only if the trunk grows in Eretz Yisrael. Ubebate orichoimo hakol hoylech achar hoiker. So too, if a tree grows in a walled city and its branch stretches outside or vice versa, its location is decided based on its trunk. This is regarding the law that if it is sold, it may be bought back within a year. Uba'ori miklot hakol hoylech achar hanoif. If it grows in a refuge city, its location is decided based on its branch and also based on its trunk, such that if either the tree is inside and its branch stretches out or vice versa, the accidental murderer can take refuge either on the trunk or on the branch. UbiYerushalayim hakol hoylech achar hanoif. If a tree grows in Yerushalayim and its branch stretches outside of Yerushalayim, its location is decided based on its branch and also its trunk, such that the branch and the trunk both have the stringencies of both areas regarding the laws of Maaser Sheni. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.